This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
The Ryback Show starts now.
Welcome to the Ryback Show Thursday Live. I am the big guy Ryback. Thank you for joining me streaming on Instagram as well. The big guy Ryback 22. Still not waiting for TikTok to finish the approval deal for go back to lives on TikTok. But YouTube, Twitch at Ryback Rules. And it looks like the Instagram. Is the Instagram off? No, the Instagram. We're going to try Instagram one more time. See if technical difficulties. All right. Now it looks like the Instagram. Instagram, welcome to the Ryback Show. Technical difficulties as we started. Had a fantastic day, guys, today. Had my shoulder therapist across town. We unlocked new scar tissue in the lat that is allowing me and to increase my external rotation, in which I just did more work here with that in the softball and broke up a bunch of new scar tissue, and I feel really, really good. Had a great workout today. Been mixing it up, going to different gyms in town, finding new things to use. The LVAC on Sahara, I've been there before. I actually went there yesterday to do my Stairmaster work. They have, it's one of the original LVACs in town, but it's probably of all the LVACs, I think it might have the best equipment out of all the ones. It has better equipment than the new ones because they got more options on the machines. It's definitely better than EOS Fitness, EOS Fitness. Even though I like EOS, because they have a couple of things there that the other gyms don't have. And so that's what I find. I like kind of think about what I'm going to train for the day. And I go, well, what do they have like conditioning wise? And what can I do that I'm not going to be able to do at this gym? And I got my gym and I use my gym, you know, once or twice a week. So or I'll come back and do a couple extra things. So I'm mixing it up and feeling good as I keep progressing here. So it's just one day at a time. And we're making major, major progress as we've been here on the shoulder and going hard from, we're a little late today on this, but I get up early and I'm up, you know, until 11, 12 o'clock at night. And, it's literally just a marathon all day. I go from one thing to the next. On top, you know, I set aside my time in the morning to do the social media stuff, but like emails, and it's all throughout the day, you know. And I'll be driving at a light, get a check, hurry, send this email, do that. And it's good staying on top of everything, staying busy. And but sometimes it's definitely difficult doing these shows every single day. And as I knew it was going to be, but I'll always try to get on here at least for an hour, 45 minutes, an hour, and talk to you guys, answer your questions, health, fitness, supplementation, mindset, pro wrestling, whatever comes up, and, you know, have a little fun as I enjoy my last little coffee, which is way late tonight, way late. And so the GTS is going to for sure being taken tonight to make sure that I go to sleep at a decent hour. Thoughts on branched chain amino acids? I see it getting a lot of hate for being pointless. I've always seen the hate on that. And I can understand both sides. You see, Here's where ours is different. And the finish it branched chain amino acid is one. We got 2.5 grams of glutamine per serving. I do 2 scoops at a time. So you're getting 5 grams of glutamine, which is great for recovery, as well on that. And it's a full electrolyte supplement. So you're getting branched chain amino acids and electrolytes along with glutamine. So especially like vegans, if you have a diverse diet and you're getting your leucine, it's not your, which that's plant-based amino acids. It's just good insurance. It's like, it's having a good insurance policy, but I look at it also as for like, they're enjoyable. And I think that it's like one of those things, if you have them in between meals, or if you have them at the right time before training, you can never have enough amino acids in you. The building blocks of protein. Like you can say, okay, you could go without it for the day, but I look at it as like, are you going to go buy some shitty energy drink or some shitty drink, you know, to sip on? Or you can get this drink that has nothing but positives in it. That's the way I look at it with that. I think people are always looking to try to say this and that. Like supplements aren't pointless. Supplements are meant to supplement a great diet, and it gives you an edge. And I will fucking take that to my grave because I've lived it my whole life without having to be a fucking big steroid cheat abuser and all that other bullshit. Like they work, but they work if you work. And that's my mindset on it. And I think too, like people, if you don't like branched chain amino acids, which why you wouldn't like them, I don't understand why not even liking them with that. But like if you, for whatever your reason is, you hate them and you think like you can't argue like BCAAs, the building blocks of protein are good for us. So like how is that bad? Now it's bad when you put them with artificial sweeteners and artificial colors. Yeah, that's really bad. But what we're doing isn't bad. Not bad one bit. And I think if you just don't like them, I'd say just don't buy them. But sometimes people really, they got to distract themselves and like, blah, 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 blah. But that's my take on it. I tell people too, there are 23 calories per scoop, BCAAs. Sugar-free, sweetened with stevia and monk fruit. You have all your electrolytes. You take a couple servings of that a day. Take it post-workout. You're getting the recovery with the glutamine as well. Or if just want it in between, if you late night craving and you just need something sweet to drink at night before you go to bed because you're craving something, how's that not beneficial? Then you're not eating the Ben and Jerry's or the bullshit. That right there becomes a valuable tool to have. So you see, I think it's just how you look at it with those things, in my opinion. Let's see here. Good to see all of you guys. And I will look into, I think it's going to have to eventually look into getting a team of people to mod so that there's always somebody modding regardless. Usually these are all going to be always between 5 and 7 o'clock, 4 to 7 o'clock, depending on my schedule. But let me see here. What do you recommend for kids trying to grow at teenage time without taking any artificial food? I think if you're just a teenager, learning proper nutrition and making sure you're getting all your vitamins and minerals as much as possible through food, plant-based diet, and learning what foods fuel you and understanding your basal metabolic rate calculator. I think it's important for everyone. This should be stuff that should be taught in school on how to navigate through life and through nutrition. So we live in a day and age. The cool thing is kids now have access, to top information from top people. The key is finding those top people and filtering through all the bullshit, right? Which could be a little difficult. That's why we say find a couple people that you trust and then run with it. And then for whatever reason, if it's not working, then find another person that you trust. And it's... We live in a day and age, though, where we really, really, we can learn anything we want to learn at our fingertips. It's filtering through the bullshit. Ryback TV fan, thank you. How did you create your finisher, Shell Shock? While I was out injured, as I was in my head contemplating what the Ryback character that I wanted to come back as wasn't going to be a Terminator-based character. And I started coming up with like names for my finisher, things that I was going to do for later on. I already, like, the wheels were turning, and this was what I was told after the ankle injury that I was done wrestling. So like I was in my head though, I was gearing up for a big return, and I was watching a lot of matches, a lot of WWE matches. I'd ordered, and I still have a whole, I ordered at the time, I owned, I think, every WWE DVD that I could buy, and that was made, and would watch and study matches. Because I had nothing else to do outside of rehab, train, and watch matches and keep my foot elevated and ice it all the time. And Brock was doing, when Brock's first run in WWE, he picked up Undertaker, and I think it was Hell in a Cell. And he did it just for a short period of time, where he would pick guys up for the fisherman suplex and he'd throw them over their head. And I know why he stopped doing it, because it's fucking hard on you to do that over and over and over, especially with big guys, which is why I changed up how I loaded guys up for that move. And I switched down to the, where it's like the good morning squat deal. And it makes it, I could pick anybody up in that position, but throwing guys over your head in the fisherman suplex way for Shell Shock. My weight limit was Paul Heyman, and Paul was more because not his weight, because his stomach stood out 5 fucking feet. And I remember it, I was like, Jesus. And like the bigger guys, like the Big Shows and Canes, Great Khali, there's no way those guys are getting picked up, and like just not humanly possible. So I changed the load up on that. Specifically, the tens I won, that one was a mess up on my own going low, and that was the only one on that way. And then the Paul one was picking him up over my head, which I didn't want to do, and which he was at me, oh, you'll be fine. Just throw me over your head. We don't need to walk through it. In which I just go, it was my own fault for even. I should have just said, fuck you, you fat fuck. We're going to walk through it. And like, and then, and he knew what was going to happen, because he can't jump and his stomach legit sticks out 5 feet. And it's my fault at the end of the day. And that was on a live event. And then I ended up muscling him up when he was pitter pattering, freaking out. And I said, stand fucking still, Paul. But yeah, and that's how, and then Shell Shock, the name, was I always loved Ninja Turtles, and the name, I loved the meaning of Shell Shock is battle fatigue, when you like go to war and your opponent is completely fatigued and then they're motherfucking shell shocked. So I just thought it was a very fitting name, tied into me, what I liked, and in meaning wise for what a finisher should be. Yeah, Jeff, if you say you're working on your chest exercises and you don't feel your chest working during the set, am I building the muscle? It's tough to say. I don't know. I don't know what you look like. I don't know what you're doing. It is, you know, when we work out, like I did chest today, you want to feel. Now, a pump is different necessarily. Blood will fill up with the muscle, and there's different ways to get a pump. I train more for strength, but I also do some little bit of higher rep stuff in there as well, to pump a bunch of blood in there. But it could be too, if you haven't developed the muscle tissue yet and you have a flat chest, there's nothing there to really to fill up yet, right? So you have to then break down those muscle fibers that you have so that they rebuild stronger and bigger and create the stimulus over time. And you just got to keep at it. And you know, if you're doing something and you know, 3 or 4 months in, you notice zero improvement, then you got to take a look at what you're doing, your nutrition, how many sets you're doing. Are you training hard enough? Are you creating enough stimulus to the muscle tissue, any particular workout? And then, you know, there's also, Jeff, there's genetics at the end of the day. And not all of us have great genetics. And a lot of people don't. I've seen there's people that have really poor just genetics in general. But there's something else they have, though, that's superior to others. that's the way kind of life works. It's like you got to learn what your strengths are and play to them. But as humans, we kind of like we want what we don't have, right? It's just the way it's always going to be. But you know, you got to keep adapting and trying different things and making sure, like for a chest workout, I like to make sure that I'm getting adequate sets on incline, building up that upper chest so that the chest looks full and developed. I hit all three heads. I do four things actually. I like to do a good incline movement or two, a good flat movement or two, a decline chest movement also for three or four sets, and really get those lower pecs and really, because I love that way that squeeze with that. And that's the other thing you could do, Jeff, when you're training. And 3 second holds are a beautiful tool to incorporate, and you don't got to do it every single time. Even if it's just the last two or three reps where you just really hold and squeeze for a few seconds could really, really help along too with that and with that mind-muscle connection and being focused when you're training and really trying to like keep your mind focused on what you're trying to build and recruiting those muscle fibers. That like this is all stuff that can be applied. Just and I think, you know, and also a fly movement I'm really big on as well, usually as a finisher for me. And, you know, even today after that, I did my pec. I did 22 sets of chest and then I did 50 burpees also as part of my conditioning with the uphill farmer walks I did. And I posted that on Instagram. And then I did 45 on the elliptical as well. And I did calves with after my chest workout too. So that was a solid day. But you got to mix it up and see what's working. But a balanced approach to the muscle groups is never a bad idea. I do four meals a day. And one of those meals, like my post-workout meal was my ISO Hungry, the caramel cookie plant powered protein, two servings of barbecue pistachios. And then today I've been on a grilled cheese kick. I did a vegan grilled cheese with a little plant butter on the stove, and which is absolutely amazing. And two servings of tomato soup with that. And that was my post-workout meal. And I'll do one more meal. My last meal will be very low carbs, will be kale and spinach with a protein. And maybe a little bit of mushrooms in there as well. Something pretty simple though, but a high protein, low carb meal to wrap up the night. I am not a video gamer, guys. I am on Twitch though, but it's just for this show. Yeah, I'm concerned where Ricky Scurvy has been. I honestly don't know. Ricky's taking a social media break, I take it. Or Ricky is working again. And Ricky didn't have a job during COVID maybe. And Ricky's like working full time now at Big Five Sporting Goods. That's where I picture Ricky Scurvy working, Big Five Sporting Goods. And he's just working morning to night. He's trying to get that manager position. And because he likes to have a little bit of power. He likes to be in control. Wearing that swap meet fake gold chain. Staining his clothes, his Big Five work shirt. But he'll be back. He's going to say, sorry, guys, I've been working a new job. And we're going to know it's Big Five. No doubt. Vegas is hot as balls right now, guys. It was, I believe, 113 or 114 earlier. I think it was actually supposed to get up. Did it get to one? I think it got to 115 today, if I'm not mistaken. Nighttime it's 109 right now. And I mean, it's 7 o'clock p.m., 7:16. It's 109 degrees where I'm at right now. So I'm positive it was at least 115 today. Because outside earlier, when I did a Ryback TV video because I did my shoulder appointment and I was across town, which I got to get those uploaded over to my guy so that we can get those scheduled here this week on the Ryback TV. But yeah, it's hot. Luckily, you know, air condition is a beautiful thing. Vegas for the next 3 months, air conditioning is a must. I got a friend who's in the air conditioning business as well. I used to roll with him in jiu-jitsu. He owns his own company. Great guy, Junior. I only had one time my AC went out. I think it was last year. It randomly went out. There was something that had to get replaced. Since I bought the house, it was new. And he got out here within hours, thank God. The big guy has to sleep at night with no air conditioner, oh man, we might as well just go buy a bottle of tequila and just call it, do a 24-hour live stream. Because I cannot sleep in the heat. Well, considering I'm 39 years old, I don't think joining the Army at this point in my life is something I've ever considered. I am thankful for everybody who does serve, though. Nothing but respect. Good question here. Oh, wait, hold on. That wasn't the... Thank you very much. Yeah, Uso, man, me and Uso's always used to pop for things that I do. Whether Uso's and me get along really well. I get along with all the Uso's, really. Me and Samoans get along well. And I don't know why that is. I get along well with pretty much everybody, probably the contrary to what anybody wants to believe. I'm always laughing and having a great time with people. So like, it's never you're going to see me like causing chaos. And like, I laugh. That like, I just, me and Ziggler, whoever, me and Stu, Wade Barrett, we're laughing. Heath, we're laughing. Like it's when there's a time to be serious and, you know, but me and the Usos, we're laughing. I respect the Usos. Usos, I remember, I think it was Jey Uso came up to me when I was Ryback and Red Hot. And he goes, man, Uso, you're getting a hell of a push. He's like, I bet I could kick your ass. And I go, I'd like to see you fucking try. Like, but that's how we get along. And then we just fucking, he's like, nah, Uso, we're cool. Like, it's just, they're tough, though. They're tough motherfuckers. I respect that. So, and they, I would want them on my side for sure. But they always, I remember when I did a commentary, I go, shout out to the bad guy, Razor. So they heard it in the back and they just lost their shit. As soon as I got to the back, they were just fucking dying. I loved doing commentary. I think I could do very well. And that was me as a character. I think if I was just doing straight commentary, I understand the fundamentals of it enough and what needs to be done from an entertainment standpoint, as well as not taking away from the match and performers. It's creating a good balance and flow of that. I can tell you one thing, I'm far superior to whoever Raw has on whatever they're doing with the new announcers. Corey Graves and Saxton, I've always loved them. But I'm talking about like the new guys. Ah, man, not good. But it takes time. That's not with Vince in your ear and all that. And I would just ignore whatever Vince was saying. Literally, I didn't pay attention. Keep it like that and just talk. And I'm listening to the other guys and stuff. I knew what business had to be done. I have no interest. God damn it, Ryback, talk about the match. Hell of an arm drag there by Finn Balor. I am a cutie. Thank you. Thank you. You guys have asked that if you just check the previous podcast, I give my thoughts on the recent releases. The rumor on the street is Vince is trying to put together a package to offer a big guy a big comeback for SummerSlam. So he had to get rid of some guys to make room for the big guy's payday, if you know what I'm talking about. What's going on? Guys, there's no such thing as a dumb question. There's only dumb people. I can't stress that enough. There's never, ever a dumb question, but there are dumb people. And I think we got to all agree on that. Good to see all of you. Ryback versus Goldberg at SummerSlam, retirement match for both of us. That would actually be fucking awesome. People would, after the retirement polls, marketing polls, what a brilliant, And then I make a new poll. Who do you want to see retire, Ryback or Goldberg, going into it? That's the buildup. That's the story. Book it. Then we do the follow-up for Saudi later on to get a double payday out of it, coming out of retirement, and then go away for good. Thank you very much. Thank you. I'd like to think I have a genuine smile. I'd like to think I'm a genuine human being, guys. I think a lot of times I read people's comments where I see they're like, I'm in awe of watching a celebrity eat food. And I'm just thinking like, what the fuck? Like, what do you guys think people do? What do you, like, humans are humans. It's just work ethic and how we act and interact and what we do with our lives. Like, you think Arnold Schwarzenegger doesn't shit? You think he doesn't have to shave or like comb his hair or shower? Like, what do you think? Like, that's why I'm always in awe of, like, I go, man, what's the starting point for people? Like, what do you think? There's like a magic thing that when you're a celebrity, you're like, I am a god who doesn't shit. Like, I don't understand that. I shit 5 times this morning, by the way, because I'm vegan. I think if you watch my social media videos and everything I've talked about for 5 years, you'll know why I'm doing what I'm doing with my life to go back to pro wrestling in some capacity. Do you think I'm just like really killing myself like on all ends of things? I would always do conditioning, but I would never do it to the level I do. Guys, I'm training very hard right now so that I can get back in the ring with my shoulder. And we're so damn close. Like but I have no timetable on anything. I just know I'm in a position I've not been in since this whole thing happened. Thank you very much, Warrior. I've been that way since I was a kid. So this is why I don't know any other way. That's why that hungry mindset, none of this is a gimmick. It's the real deal. That's why it works. And that's why it's given me everything that I have in life, even with adversity and a ton of bad things that have happened. I just overcome them. It doesn't matter how long it takes, I overcome them. What do I think about high carb intake, even as a vegan, as long as protein needs are met? I think that's very dependent on the individual. I think it's dependent on your activity level. You know, being vegan, a lot of people think like if you go vegan, you have to eat high carbs. That's not true. Not true one bit. Here's my experience and what I've learned and what I'm continuing to learn. I notice my body processes carbohydrates better as a vegan than when I ate carbohydrates with animal products. Why that is, I don't know. I just notice I burn the fuel more efficiently. I notice my metabolism is faster. And along with all the other benefits of the blood flow and the health and building muscle and all that deal, that jazz, right? I think, though, a balanced diet and being vegan and mixing in some carbs and knowing what you got to know, like, my thing is this: if you know what the macros are that worked well for you as an animal eater, those macros are going to work well for you as a vegan. So it's just learning the foods that you need to eat and still having a diverse diet. Like I said, at night, my nighttime meal is going to be almost no carb. Kale, spinach, there's a negligible amount of carbs, and the fiber almost eliminates all of that, right? And a little bit of mushrooms, there's nothing in those hardly. And then some plant protein on that. And that's going to be, that'll be a meal that'll be between 80 and 100 grams of protein and low carb. And two, like the fats and eating healthier fats. I noticed I think our body uses plant-based fats so much better than animal fats. And you don't know this until you're doing it and give it time. And you just see, you're just like, all these things I thought about food, because they were taught and like with the protein, animal protein, and that's the fucking devil with that shit. Now that I look at it and I'm like, man, fuck that shit. That shit was called, it builds muscle at the expense of everything else. Whereas if you go plant-based or vegan, you build that same quality muscle, which is actually better quality because blood flow is improved and endurance is improved and you don't got the clogged arteries and the plaque and all the other bullshit. And research shows this time after time after time There's no arguing with it. And I'm just going by my experience, because I'm not even big on looking at like studies. I go, well, I wasn't in any of those studies. I need to know for me. And I'm living it and seeing it. I'm just like, I feel like I found the fountain of youth. Like I said, where my prime is just going to fucking get ready to get started. The moment this shoulder is back to exactly what I want, and it will be, it 100% will be. I already know it, because I've seen, I know where we're at right now, and we're almost in the fucking, we're almost home. Oh, it's going to be a beautiful thing. But I don't think my energy is so much better. My thought process is so much better than it ever was. So, but if you want, I think it's playing around with it, man. And keeping your carbs under control still, and eating at the right times, pre-workout meal, maybe some post-workout, a good amount in the morning, carb up, and then you can taper them off as the day goes on, depending on what your schedule is. So, Garrett, how you doing, buddy? I didn't see all of that. We'll go ahead and block that. Not the guy that's saying hola, the other guy. Yeah, so a good comment on that. Thought you were a wrestler, not a teacher. So that's kind of, I think, this is the downfall of pro wrestling and pro wrestling. Some certain fans, they think that if you're a pro wrestler, you have zero credibility in anything else that you do. And I think this is a very I don't know necessarily where the stereotype started. But I think it's maybe from people's like what they saw back. Let me tell you something, brother, that they like think that's that. And like they can't understand that that guy is a physical actor and is a skilled physical actor. Pro wrestling isn't pro. Pro wrestling is physical actors playing the role of wrestlers, because it's not actual real amateur wrestling. Right. And that's a fact. Nobody could argue this. Like, this is a fucking fact. And I have embraced that. I am a physical actor. And I'm very skilled at physical acting, as are the majority of people that do it. And I think oftentimes that negative portion of the fan base, they look down at people that do other things outside of wrestling, because in their little pea brains, they only see guys for what they want to see them as the roles they're playing on TV. And that's why I'll shove this shit down your throat, and you're going to tune in, and you're going to watch, and you're going to realize that there's a lot more to Ryback than what you thought, than just feed me more. I have an appetite that can't be satiated. Like, we could talk about anything. And the human being that got there, that had that success, that drive, that hunger, that hungry mindset has allowed me to do all these other things and create a business that makes me more money than pro wrestling now. And allows me that mindset to overcome needing a 5-disc fusion and shoulder replacement when almost every other motherfucker would have quit. Every other motherfucker would have quit. Nope. Challenge me, I'll overcome it. So, and I speak to help people that with things that I have knowledge on. And if I don't know something, I have no problem ever saying, you know what, I don't know that. I think you need to speak to somebody else about that. So I always try to stay within my lane on what I know and don't know. And that's why a lot of the topics we talk about are the same stuff on things. And if it's something that you need to go talk to a doctor, I'm going to tell you to go talk to your physician about. I'm never going to give medical advice or things of that nature. But I think talking and communicating is a great, great thing, because I get DMs and messages from people every day thanking me for talking and for doing the shows for the last 5 years and things. So I know that they help people, and I know they help me, and I enjoy it. And it ties into my brand and what I'm doing. I'm like, how many other supplement company owners do you see giving people the time of day? How many other pro wrestlers do you see constantly giving people the time of day? And then you got to ask yourself, am I really that bad of a human being? Or is it maybe that I am a good human being, and that negative people need something to latch onto to try to justify their hate and insecurity and jealousy? Those are the questions you need to be asking. So am I a wrestler or am I a teacher? I'm fucking both. We all are if we want to be, as far as teaching goes. Always. And I'm also a student. I'm not just a teacher. I'm also a student. I love Sheamus. I think Sheamus is fantastic. He's he works very, very hard. He looks fantastic. Great wrestler. A great person. Always got along well with him. I didn't even acknowledge. I don't. When I was giving my life story on Raw, the crowd giving me the what? I don't remember. I honestly don't remember. If they did, I remember at the end. I think everyone was cheering. If I'm not mistaken, I could be wrong. I get more people that message me over that promo than anything. So. I got business to do. It would be great, you know, during that time, you're not allowed on TV. And it had been through other things where I'd had my promo time taken away from going off the script. They, Vince and them would oftentimes, they didn't like it. So, and I would be told all the time, like when Goldberg, if everything, never acknowledged Goldberg stuff ever. That was always told to me on a lot of things and like just random things like that. So. I honestly don't remember. TV crowds, though, were always more of the live events were like incredible. And then pay-per-view and TV crowds are always more of the marks where the people that are like marks for themselves and just want to be heard. But I always tell people this, go back to any match of mine and watch when the crowd, especially specifically as a babyface, watch whenever the crowd would chant Goldberg or make another chant, and I would literally just control them, let them have their fun, and I would go right into a Feed Me More thing. They would switch instantly. And I get like, who's working who? Like, go watch. Every time. Not once did they like revolt against me. And like, no, every time. So, and my thing is the ability to make people make noise at all times is a beautiful thing as a babyface or heel. That's a skill. And you go back and watch, and you watch today, I go, who are the guys that are controlling crowds like that? How many are there? There's not a lot. So how horrible am I? My real name is Ryback Reeves. Live events, yeah, Batista's spot on that. Live events, there wasn't all the TV bullshit, and the crowds were genuine people that just wanted to have a good time. And in live events is what made everything great. There were way too many of them. And I'll never go back to that schedule ever again, but they were the most fun from that standpoint. I've always liked AJ Styles. I've got to wrestle him once over. I think we wrestled in Abu Dhabi when I went heel towards the end before I left WWE. And I thought we had a nice little match. Great crowd reactions over there. But I didn't get to wrestle him enough to know. I think he's great, obviously, as far as doing things. I think he's definitely character development is improved drastically being in WWE. But I didn't see, in all fairness, I never saw a lot of him anywhere else. I was always busy doing my own thing and I didn't watch other programming and nor would I have time. I would only watch certain things for matches to look for moves. I would typically watch old school matches for psychology stuff. I wouldn't watch today's stuff for psychology. I would watch more Bret Hart stuff, Ricky Steamboat, some Flair stuff, guys of that nature, and then incorporate that into modern day moves in between with all that stuff. Yeah, there's the vegan for life. There's no going back once you realize. I challenge everyone to a 90-day vegan challenge to go all in for 90 days, no tapping out. Do it for 90 days and throw away everything that you have that's not vegan. Learn the vegan foods and make sure, you know, take a whole food multivitamin. And I would buy a whole food iron supplement until you really understand the nutrition aspect of things. And I'm telling you, after 90 days, there's going to be a very strong percentage that stay for the rest of their lives. No doubt. And the thing is just getting people, I really want to get a good social media thing going, a 90-day challenge. I would love to see The Rock go vegan for 90 days. I think it would have a very positive impact. He's a very influential human being with a massive following today with our society. I think it would be very beneficial for him to do something like that. Very cool to see a guy like that go full vegan for 90 days and to show people, because he would do it right. He would be like me as far as the mindset. He knows he would find a way to find the right foods, and he would actually, I think if he knew the how much of a fountain of youth it really was, he would already be doing it. Because there's just so many misconceptions with the old school bodybuilding bullshit that a lot of us all get caught up with, and it's not true. It's not true at all. No, I've considered pro wrestling and doing what I'm doing from an entrepreneur standpoint, and eventually making Feed Me More Nutrition the largest supplement company in the world, as well as hopefully going back and dominating and being a very strong, having a strong presence in the pro wrestling field, and then opening up more businesses along the way. That is my goal. And I'm happy, and I will do MMA training for my own personal enjoyment with that. Thank you for the badges over on Instagram. If you're 16 years old right now, no, you don't need supplements. Focus on the diet, learning the training aspect of things. I think eventually, you know, at some point, throwing some creatine in, I don't think is a bad move. Creatine has been shown to definitely help increase performance and strength and ATP production. But I say right now, wait till you're about 18, 19. Unless, you know, again, if you're playing football and you're like, I started creatine, I believe around 16 and a half, right around that age. And it was very beneficial. And I, to this great day, I take 10 grams of our 10 count creatine. There's no calories. It's has enhanced with Glycer pump, which helps with blood flow and the pump factors working out. But yeah, you know, I say at this point, no, you don't, there's nothing outside of, again, a protein powder, the plant-based protein, anyone can take that sort of thing. And all the supplements are natural with natural ingredients and things. But at this point, I always look at them like, you got to get other things. You're young. You got your natural hormones with things. You don't need to do anything quite crazy yet until you really get everything figured out from a diet and training standpoint. Thank you very much, Shannon. Yeah, I always enjoyed working with Kalisto. Always thought he was a good person, and we always got along very well. Now, we haven't done, we got a new video, actually. We just do videos, like funny ones. We've got another one today, a Star Wars one I got to get. I'm waiting for it to get from him that I got to edit with my guy. But a lot of that stuff when I film, so you got to understand, like I film a lot, like we're doing this is every day. This is easy, a 90 minute time deal right here every day doing this, whether the show's an hour from setup to closing things and then getting it over on the podcast and all that. I got to send stuff over with all that. And then like I do the Ryback TV videos, you know, I'm filming a lot throughout different things. And then like I filmed, we do this stuff when I do see them. It's a lot. So I don't film everything. Like I just work. So, and I feel like I put out as much content as anyone to begin with. So like I do easy content, what I know I could film and do within my day. Ghost Rider, thank you for the super chat. How can I get a body like Bruce Lee? Again, it's going to come down, you know, someone like that was extremely disciplined. And I would say he also had a fast metabolism. He was an ectomorph for sure. But he also, and he trained like a madman from all accounts and everything I've seen. I would say if you're trying to look like him, I don't know specifically what his diet was. I would say, you know, mimicking aspects of things that he's done in catering it to you and your life and how it applies to your life would be your best shot at doing that. But he was a very, very active person. But also, you know, he did from, and I have a poster of him upstairs, actually, where he's ripped. And in one of his classic poses, he strikes me as an ectomorph. And people like that that have super fast metabolisms, where he just maximized that. He didn't try to play the size game. He had fantastic core strength, fantastic muscular development. Even though he was smaller, his muscular development was very, very chiseled and on point. So I would look into those things and see what he was doing and what exercises he was doing and things like that, and apply some of them and see how it goes, if that's the physique that you're looking for. No, I haven't talked to Jinder. I actually accidentally texted Jinder last year, because it was when I went to text Raj for the wrestling report show, and I had both of them in my phone as Raj, and I think I had him as Raj Jinder, and then I had Raj in there, and I was in a hurry doing something, and I text Jinder. I was like, "Hey, are you ready to go or something?" And Jinder, he goes, "Hey, big guy, we just hope you're doing well. Hope you're doing good, buddy. Sorry, blah, blah, blah." But we always talked and got along well. Me and Jinder, he was down in FCW after I was there. And just one of the guys we know from developmental. Like guys like that too, like you could be away from him, not talk to, and you see him, it's like nothing has ever really changed. But I mean, we were never like overly close or anything. Always got along though. We'd talk and had conversations and things and like that with most people. So I'm not a family. I've seen some Family Guy stuff. I haven't seen a lot. I don't watch a lot of TV. I've seen some stuff. It's funny for sure. Good to see all of you guys. Yeah, I've never understood the best in-ring performer thing. I think everyone, I don't believe there's a best in anything. I think that's just something fans make up. There's no like best in-ring performer. Everyone's good at different things in different ways. And I've never understood the fascination with guys who just want to like, where fans are obsessed with how good moves are done. Like, is it, I don't, or like, it's just an odd thing to me on that. You know, I think, you know, if you want to give two older people, you know, look at Shawn Michaels and Hulk Hogan, you know, who's a better in-ring performer? I would say both are absolutely amazing in different ways. It just depends, and there's different things that they know. And Hogan knows how to work a crowd. Cena knows how to do a lot of things to elicit a reaction from a crowd, or not do a lot of things to elicit a reaction from a crowd that guys that have a million moves will never know how to do. And that I was very privileged to learn and catch on to that really quickly. That has helped me tremendously in wrestling. So it just depends on, you know, if you're looking like who does like the best springboard, I just go like, I don't know. I think everyone that does a springboard, it does a springboard. I don't think there's a way to define who does the best springboard or who does the best this or best that, or like, I don't know. I just never have understood. I think that's just kind of a term people use for like guys that aren't like the most over. Well, they're not the most over. So like, let's just call them the best in-ring workers, like a participation trophy. That's my opinion on it. I just think guys are great or not great. Like, and I think it's not, you got to be great at everything. Ryback TV fan, what is your favorite attire? And for other WWE wrestlers, sorry for spam. Mine is always the singlet. I love the singlets now, the airbrushed on them. With that, I love that look with the weight belt. And that will be the attire I wear for the rest of my career. Go ahead and block them. Sorry for that, guys. We're going to go ahead and block that too. If you're looking to, Yeah, people love to compare Roman and Edge spears all the time. My thing is, if you're comparing like people's spears, you don't have a lot of other things going on in your life. I think it's great, cool. Is that what is that water cooler fan talk? Like, I think both guys do good spears, do great spears. If they like, there's a way to do that too and not hurt people. And then there's a way to do it more intensely. Some other guys do it the more intense version that hurts people more. Right. So taking a look here, see if what else we got, guys. If you want to eliminate chest fat, though, it's going to come down to reducing your overall calorie consumption during the day. On that, a basal metabolic rate calculator. Again, MyFitnessPal app is a great way to track your calories. You got to start really until you get good at understanding nutrition and what food and energy that we are putting in our body. You got to reduce your calories. And usually, I like to say to 200 to 300 calorie increments for a duration of time. And with increased activity and training, and our bodies will burn body fat in different places where everyone burns body fat differently as far as what are their stubborn areas. And obviously hormones can play a factor. If you have high estrogen, you may have more chest fat. So then you got to look at, that's why I always advise people to go to their primary care physician and go and get your hormones checked, to get your total testosterone, your free testosterone, your estrogen, your follicle stimulating hormone, your luteinizing hormone. I would get your thyroid, your T3, your T4 checked. And along with it, you know, I would get everything. I'd have your cholesterol. I would do a whole panel on, I'd make sure at least once a year, twice if you can. That's the only way you know what's going on with our bodies. And then from there, once we have that knowledge, oh, I have high estrogen. I could take, eat more broccoli and increase my DIM consumption, or I take a DIM supplement that can help reduce my estrogen. Get that down, that might solve your problem alone right there. So a lot of factors in that though, but you gotta ask the right questions, and hopefully that can kind of point you in the right direction of doing some things so that you can get some information and make more educated decisions on what to do, on how to approach it. My diet is actually, being a vegan isn't more expensive except for eating out, if that makes sense. Because some of the vegan places, their costs are higher on that. But as far as my grocery bill, my grocery bill is not any higher. In fact, it might be less at this point with everything. Because buying, I thought I was buying the grass-fed beef and steaks, and that stuff was not cheap, the amounts that I was eating at the time. And always, like, I've, in buying vegetables and stuff and different things, it's not, I've been just, everything I thought was just wrong, like on the entire diet. So that's why I'm just so passionate about it now. Cause I was like, I was the extreme meat eater, thinking that was the greatest thing ever. And that's what I had to do. And you know, that's why I know, like, I was like, man, if I changed, anyone in the world can, but I'm thriving on it. And cause I've approached it the right way. I realized some mistakes I was making, and it was more just had to learn nutrition a little better. Learn all these foods we have available to us on this planet. Good to see you guys. Yeah, guys, I don't foresee anything with the original Nexus ever happening ever again. They did a documentary and wouldn't even bring all the guys back for the documentary. They only used, and then that got delayed, I heard. They're not even putting it out now, and I don't know what happened. So my thing is why wouldn't you have, I know I'm not being affiliated with it, but they didn't have like Tarver, they didn't have Justin Gabriel, PJ Black. They didn't have, I think they just had Wade, Heath. I don't know, Heath didn't even do it. Heath, I think they tried to get Heath and something happened. They weren't able to. And so they used Wade and Fred, Darren Young, and I think they used Cena, who wasn't even the real Nexus. It was part of that. That was all after shit was all south on that whole thing. So how is that a documentary? You know what I mean? So they canned it, from what I heard, for at least delayed it. And I would hope they delay, they get more guys. Well, how do you do a documentary on seven guys or eight guys? I think maybe they had Dan, maybe two, who was in it for one night, right? Who wasn't in it for the rest. How do you have a documentary and not have the whole guys? What kind of documentary is that really then, you know? So I do talk to Heath. Yeah, I love Heath, man. No, steroid things are not good for bodybuilding. So we're going to block you. Good to see all of you guys. Thank you once again. See if we got any questions over on Instagram. My weight right now is between, it fluctuates. I've been going to bed at 288 to 291, depending on the water consumption. So I would imagine, though, with that, I'm right now in the very, I'm like a very solid 285 to 287, I would say, because by the, you know, by that account, all accounts on that. And what's going to happen is my weight training with my shoulder, and I can already feel it. Like now that I'm going to, I train at about half the weights that I always did in my prime. And again, not using steroids outside of being on TRT in the normal range, with that HRT in the normal range that I've been on since 28, I have to train very heavy to have the freakish size all the way. Because like that's the more weight you can lift with my genetics, and like I build more muscle, I have that thickness with that. So that is something that has been, I've kept my weight, and I could tell though, like my chest and shoulders have more work to get them exactly. I need to be able to move a little bit more weight more consistently, but I'm playing it safe until we get the shoulder, everything, because there's no point. I could train heavier, and I had for a period. It's not beneficial to do that until we get the remaining kinks worked out. But I already know I've kept myself within striking distance so that I have like a, if I have a month window or a 6 week window of where I could really turn my training up, the results are going to come very, very quickly, because I've kept myself in shape despite not being able to train as heavy as I did. So that's been my goal this whole time, to stay within striking distance of like not getting too far away from what I've done. And I feel even at my worst, I always stayed close, even with like through the worst of it. Like I remember I was doing massive supersets with super lightweight just to stay active. And even though my weight fell a little bit, I stayed within, I was always looked like Ryback still, even if it was 10 or 12 pounds lighter. So it's good to be back and be where I am. And hopefully, you know, I think it's going to be a really cool thing. All right, guys, we're going to go ahead and wrap up this evening. Make sure you check out Feed Me More Nutrition on feedmemore.com. Right now, you can sign up for my text message and email alerts and get 25% off your next two orders. We have a spin and win wheel where you get a free Feed Me More Nutrition hungry gym bag, a half-gallon jug, and we have discounts of 25%, 30%, and 35% for playing the spin the wheel, which is free on there as well. And supplements for men and women sweetened with stevia and monk fruit, no artificial sweeteners or colors. So make sure you want to check those out anytime you want, guys. And I'll be joining you again tomorrow night, most likely. Here, I believe I'm going to have time tomorrow night for a Friday live. So thank you for hopping on tonight, a little later episode tonight. But it's greatly appreciated. And stay hungry, my friends. Feed me more.